Hello? Where am I? What's going on? Are we doing a podcast? How do we do this again?
Oh, we're so bad.
Why did we fix his mic? It's so much louder now.
It's too loud, guys. Obnoxiously loud.
Yeah, Hito, step away from the mic.
Okay.
Well, welcome back, boys.
Away from the microphone.
Okay. I think we've got to start with an apology to the fans.
Well, yeah, for Hito's outburst.
And for Liverpool being top of the league.
Oh, God. And Hito being top of our league. Oh, I apologize for that one.
I like being on top.
Okay, fair enough. I got no comment. Well, welcome back to Draft Boys, the FPL Draft Podcast. As always, joined by Miley G, Hito, and myself. Whitey, lads, how we do?
I'm pumped to be back.
It is fun.
It's good. It's good
to
be back.
I can't believe we're back. Yeah. Like, it took us ages to get started tonight because we were just talking and talking and talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think we'd like you think we'd come into like a shitload of money and we've just slackened off, but
no,
we're just lazy.
I'm as broke as ever. maybe even broker.
No endorsements.
I'm way broker.
No,
things have been going well. Actually,
oh, that's good.
On the felt.
Oh yeah, on the felt. Yeah, your other form of games or whatever the fuck you do.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Poker?
Competitions. Yeah, poker. Yeah, been grinding.
So how's it been going?
It's been going well.
Yeah,
had a good month or 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, I thought we're getting updates quite regularly from your tourneys.
Yeah.
A lot of thirds, a lot of seconds.
Yeah, but that's good.
But cash
money.
Any firsts?
Well, and most of those thirds
answer the
and
question.
Seconds
answer the question.
Have been deals that have been made.
Any? Yeah, I don't. I'm not surprised. If you're there, there's deals being made.
Yeah, there's definitely deals.
He's a deal maker.
Well, outright first.
Okay, but some good pots.
Some good prize pool, yeah.
But
yeah.
I saw one the other day, though, and you posted, and there was only like $200 difference between first and thirds takeaway.
So that's the deal.
But I'm like, that's great, though.
Yeah.
Like,
can you negotiate my rent for me?
You should send me in.
Yeah,
I'm a very good negotiator.
Yeah, I know. I know you are.
I know.
You don't get the nickname the Weasel for nothing.
It's like, essentially, I should get this, but I've got an edge against you guys, so you're going to have to give me a bit more for me to make a deal. That's
so
kind of what happens.
Yeah. Oh. He's like, because I could be here all night.
what's your edge with your rent?
My rent? I have no idea. I won't piss in the pot plants.
Pay the landlord or get out.
Yeah. Literally, there's no edge right
no
now.
No bargaining power.
All right, boys. Well, let's get into some points here. I think
I'm lowest.
Yeah, I think Heat's lowest.
Yeah, somehow have managed, despite being the lowest scorer, clawing my way back to the top after mid-game week drop to number two.
Oh my goodness, like
seeing that number against my name.
Yeah, that
but
was
I've
brutal.
Just squeezed back to the top of the league with 47 points this week.
I mean,
well done.
It's not bad.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's honorable mention.
How did you get those 47 points?
Well, my Arsenal boys came in.
Yes.
What did
you
do
for them?
10 points each from Kiwi All.
Mm.
I don't know how to say his name. And Odegaard.
Odie, your
boy. So 20 points.
Odegaard finally chipping in.
Yeah, he's had a slow season, but yeah, and a few other points from a newish guy to my team, Morris. I've had him since his run has kicked off, which has been nice.
You've been printing from him.
Yeah. He's been solid. And then Virgil at the back with the cleanie, and that's about it.
Virgil.
Okay, well, I think it's me next.
I think so, just.
I've got, I had 56 points.
Solid.
I've had pretty good run lately. Actually my back line fucked me this week. I got 12 points from Shah, though. Left Reguilon on the bench with an assist there. 4 points would have been nice.
Can I say, he's been playing so well.
It's insane. This is why I fucking picked him ages ago, and it's taken him until game week 22 to fucking do anything. Fucking brutal. He scored like three goals plus, three assists in the last like 8 game weeks, and there's been some clean sheets in there. Like a 17-point haul, 12 points this week. Very good.
Crazy.
Then Saka with a double assist, even though he was sick, poor boy. Could have chipped in with some bonus, but, you know, whatever. Bowen, I got an assist there. Havertz with 14 points. I picked him up last week. Pretty much back-to-back double digits from him.
That's massive.
I know, very happy
about
that.
He's on a serious run, 3 goals in 3 games.
Yeah, very lucky. McAllister as well. I was telling you boys, I picked him up purely because I saw Hito missed out on him the week before and he's a Liverpool fan. and you got to pounce.
You do. And
I knew he wanted him, so I wanted him more.
There's so many injuries across Liverpool, you just pick up anyone that's playing almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so last of all, a goal from Isak, back in the goals, back on the pitch. So yeah, points from a lot of places, which makes me feel positive about the team at the moment.
Nice one. Well, I'll round us up. I got 59 points. I'll start at the back line. I picked up Dubravka just this week on waivers. He got 7 points because Alisson's out, so I have to kind of look a bit deeper. Gomez came off my bench. Just picked him up this week just to have a Liverpool defender. I saw that he might have actually played in the midfield. That's why I picked him up.
All right.
So got him there, and then my mids were solid. I picked up Eze on waivers. He's just back from injury. What a free kick from him.
Still filthy about that.
I can't believe I got him in free agents.
Still fucking filthy about
that. And yeah, I got Gordon still, boys.
Oh, you got Gordon. Back,
8 points. Palmer, cheeky assist. KDB didn't really contribute, but he's going to get there. And the front line looks really good. Haaland with 6. Muniz has just been an amazing pickup. 11 points. Another double-digit haul from this guy. 5 from 5, I think you said. And Gakpo, look, he didn't do anything, but, you know, I think he's going to be good until Salah gets back.
Yeah, okay, sick. Well, before we move on, I want to do a little quick shout-out to the fucking title race this year. Not in our league. Actually, not dissimilar to our league.
Yeah.
Very tight at the top in our league. Three ways, like two or three points between all three of you guys.
Mm. And the fact that I'm Liverpool fan, Liverpool top, Stace is second, he's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, but Arsenal are third now.
Oh, they're third now.
Yeah, and so I've got the table up here.
Ooh, and I've got 5 City players.
It's 60... It's 63 Liverpool, 62 points to City, 61 to Arsenal. And there's a decent gap there between Villa.
Man.
All played the same amount of games now, but Liverpool are holding out.
It's so juicy.
It is spicy.
And
as
I think next week is the game.
City, Liverpool.
Oh,
2:30 and then AM. City versus Arsenal the week after.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh,
in
the drama.
Next fixture. City have a
the
double.
Drama. So good. So I can't
good.
Wait.
Swing like significantly.
It's been terrific this year. It's been so good. Tottenham just sitting outside of top 4, but they've also not played one less game. So they could make it up there. It's going to be interesting.
You boys are welcome to come over on Monday morning, watch it on replay if you want.
Oh, that could be spicy.
Yeah, let me know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll have to see.
Yeah.
Okay, now, snack chat. Come on, boys.
Let's do it.
Look, while Hito's getting it out, I'm sure we're going to get some new listeners. So
put it away, Hito.
Snapchat is it's our favorite section. It's where one of us bring in a snack or a drink and a drink, and we rate and berate.
And berate.
Hito's on this.
You want
week.
Drink first?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, nice, always, yeah. Dude.
So this week we have a Bilson
Bright
Raspberry Beer.
Oh, awesome. Interesting.
3.5%, okay. 355 mils.
You remember Bilson's was what I brought with the grape thing. That was Bilson's.
Oh, is that Bilson's?
Yeah, the bubblegum grape flavored drink.
Oh, the one, the Hubba Bubba one.
Yeah, which I loved. I don't think everyone else loved as much as me. Yeah, I'm hoping this is equally sugary.
We'll have to see.
All right.
There you go.
It's
very colorful.
Now, yeah, can covered in raspberry colors, a bit of blue. Yeah, this is crazy heat.
Yeah.
I can smell beer.
Something a bit different.
All right, well, cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Okay.
Woof. I love it.
It's so sugary.
Yeah, I love that.
And
oh, my God. It's sour, too.
Oh, yeah. Is it sour? Okay.
Yeah, dude, as if you don't liking this, it's sour. I thought you were a big sour guy.
I am, but not so much in drinks.
It looks, oh, he's sculling. Oh, he's really liking it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. Long pause for the skull. Okay, and to compliment this week, I can't tell you too much about it because it's, you know, all in another language. The only thing the box says is every burger.
Yes!
It's these little...
Mystery burgers?
The Japanese, I think they're cookies.
Oh.
Little Japanese burger cookies.
Crack them, crack them.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, while he's doing that, I'm going to write here.
Yeah, okay.
One last sip for posterity. You're telling me this is beer? It's so good. I'm going to give it a 9.1.
Ooh.
Are you crazy? I really like it.
Okay. I'll we usually that. Have a pretty similar palate as well, which is that's why it's bizarre. Look, I'm going to give it like no more than 5.4.
It's so good.
Oh my god, these things are so
what
cute.
The fuck.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Wow. They're okay. They're very cool. It looks like, so the little patty is like a bit of chocolate, and then it's got a little.
It's even got little sesame seeds.
I know. I've got another packet too, so if they're really good, we can go ham on them.
They're like really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, they taste like burgers.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Tastes like burgers. Got a nice beef taste.
Mm. Okay, I'm just taking a little photo for the socials. We'll get that up at the end of the pod.
Mm. These are, I need a second one. You so know when you need the second one for?
Describe it for the viewers.
They're little tiny burgers. Chocolate is the patty. There's some other white part there. It must be the cheese.
Or the mayo.
Or the mayo. Maybe. Or sauce.
The bun is very light.
It's good.
It's really good. That's
The bun's not as biscuity as I thought it'd be. It's incredibly crunch. Thin.
I could eat 10 of them.
I could eat a lot
easily.
Of them.
I'm going to give it 8.6.
Ooh. Yeah,
I'll give that 9.4.
Wow.
Yeah. Take it easy.
No, like they are really
the chocolate is great.
They're actually really scary. So like
okay, I'm glad I brought two packets then.
Yeah, put one right next to Milo there. All right.
He's gonna go ham.
Boys, we better talk some fantasy now.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Let's kick things off with a stunning free kick. Eze. Whole boy.
Easy like Eze.
Mate. That was nice, and it's his first game back out for 4 game weeks, I think. And, yeah, 65 minutes and got an awesome free kick in there.
Really, really good. And, you know, he's that type of player. He takes free kicks. He takes pens. He's creative. He's just a fantasy point hauler. So hopefully he can continue a bit of form throughout the rest of the season.
They definitely need a Palace, so we'll have to wait and see.
They do need something.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, moving on. This guy was locked on the waiver this week. I wanted him. I wanted to pick him up.
Yeah.
Werner.
Yeah, so Bobby just dropped him.
Yeah, I thought that was an amateur move because of the injury to... Who got injured? Richarlison.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's got to fill the gap.
Yeah.
And it felt to me it was going to be Werner in with a goal this week for his first Tottenham goal. So I don't know how long Richarlison's out for, but tempting.
It's a few more weeks. It's the 30th of March. So after the international break.
It's very tempting. And it was a decent goal. It's not how you picture Werner.
No, he's usually bumbling around.
Yeah, it was a very calm kind of like run and tap in.
Yeah, what really was, which gave me a little bit of confidence in him. So I'd be, very curious
Ange.
In him.
It's all Ange bringing out the best.
Oh, yeah. Ange knows what's what. Oh, he just went, mate, come on.
Talked a real
score
talk.
A goal. You idiot. And he scored it. Amazing.
Wow.
I channel Ange
a lot. You got good intel.
Yeah, I can almost do that. Oh, yeah, fucking just challenge. Just go for it, mate.
Oh. Is Ange here?
Yeah.
Guys, exclusive. Yeah. We have Ange Postecoglou.
Get out of my fucking press conference. You fucking belly him. I'm done.
Oh, mate. Okay. Back in Melbourne, we fucking ripped it up.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we got to move on here because no one else wants us doing Ange impressions. Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he bagged 2 assists in this game.
Yeah. I actually really like him as a pickup. We'll get to that, but I think if he's available in a lot of leagues, he could be.
Yeah, he's getting the minutes. Way
in. He's had a nice little bit of form over the last kind of 6 or 5 weeks or so. He's got 2 goals, 2 assists spread off and on each week. He's either contributing or not. So finally maybe bringing something to the table after high hopes from last season at Forest.
Correct. Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, Romero. Oh, this one hurt. Dropped him this week.
Hurt you, yeah.
Brought in Chilwell.
Look, to be fair, he hasn't fucking done anything except for ones since game week 17.
I know, but it was a nice header, and he is capable. Like, he was doing he was scoring a lot of points for whoever had him at the beginning of the season, which is why I grabbed him up after his injury. But then it had been quiet, so I was like, oh, fuck it, drop him. Anyway. He got a goal this week. I don't know. I'd still be tempted to have him in my team again, especially after seeing a goal. But yeah, it's just a massive header. But we should say, Sonny, how clinical was that finish? Like one-on-one with the keeper, you just never see him missing. You put Nicholas Jackson in the same position. Oh, man. You are shaking in your boots. The goalkeeper may as well just go to sleep in the goal.
Shaking if you're in the crowd because you're probably going to get hit by the ball.
Yes. Yeah. No, it wouldn't even make that far. Just leave the ball behind on the pitch. Keep running. He's like, where to go?
Or maybe some passerby walking past the stadium.
Or he'll quickly pass it to the first defender he sees.
Yeah, whoever's got the advertisement board behind the thing. Oh, is like, yeah. Yes, we're going to get some footage. That's where the ball's going.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so real nice from Sonny there. I think we should move on. Let's just quickly say Liverpool, late winner.
Left it very
done
late.
Done it twice lately.
Yeah. Mate, we've had a lot
in the League Cup final.
Yeah, I watched a highlight reel the other day of it's like every goal we've scored this season after 85 minutes. Like, there's a lot of fucking goals.
There is a lot.
Crazy. But yeah, leaving it late as stressful as possible, but it's doing the job.
I loved the fans of the... Who do they play again? Forest?
Forest, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you're just a shit Andy Carroll. Shit Andy Carroll. And then he fucking scores the winner. And that's why I think he ran over, kicked the fucking sideboard, and was celebrating so hard.
Yeah, 100%.
You're just a shit Andy Carroll. It's so good. Oh,
and then Klopp
God,
got asked
Andy
about
Carroll.
It. And Klopp's like... Darwin's not a boy you'd want to piss off. Like, that's the last person who's going to, like, take that personally and not be impacted. Yeah. So, he got fired up, clearly, which is good.
No doubt about that.
Lots of clean sheets as well from Liverpool. Or clean sheet points, bonus as well across the defensive line.
Okay, moving on. Jackson, I just want to say, I mean, we didn't shout him out. We basically trash-talked him.
Burn him.
Oh, God, man. It was disgusting. Worst performance. I think that's the only reason I'm mentioning him. I'm not mentioning it for his goal, which he then proceeded to shush everyone who was fucking upset with how badly he was playing. Like, just because you scored one goal does not fix the shit ton of opportunities you've missed.
Or was he shushing all the Chelsea fans who were booing
when
they were 1-0 down?
The Brentford fans were giving him so much grief because, you know, like, he was so terrible before that goal. Like, he ran over the goal when he was one-on-one, the ball. He was... so bad. I think it was his worst performance that I've ever seen as well.
It was terrible.
And then he scored and he was trying to fucking put his finger up. And I was like, bro,
put it down.
Get off the fucking pitch.
Put it down.
Seriously.
So I think from the Chelsea fans here, you're not picking up Jackson.
If you had Jackson, would you be dropping him for like anyone who's a potential?
Not after he just scored a goal, I guess.
Yeah, but I probably would have dropped him a long time before this.
You wouldn't have owned him.
No, I wouldn't have had him. Next goal that we want to talk about came in this game, Miles.
Look, it just seems like I'm backing you here because I didn't really take it into account until probably like 6 months ago after you mentioned it. It really seems that so many worldies just get scored against Chelsea. It's not funny. Like,
it is insane. It's
like,
a thing.
It's like some guy hasn't scored in like 8 years and then he just hits this rocket from outside the box.
Nothing
like
anyone can do about it. Yeah.
And it's like, this happens so much.
You have no idea. You literally have no idea.
Oh, you don't know about it? If there's like a collective
the
agreement.
Illuminati. Yeah. No.
If there's
they got
a fan
us.
Out there that can do some stats of the most worldies scored against a team,
yeah,
I swear Chelsea would be at the top in the last like 5 years.
You'd have to really qualify what a worldie is, but you know when you see it.
Yeah.
Or players breaking goal droughts.
That's the other one.
Really good stat. Oh.
I wonder if someone's done that.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. We could get Michael Owen on the show, maybe.
Let's get ChatGPT.
No, let's get someone with some more
brains. ChatGPT could do it.
Maybe.
No, they don't. You'd have to classify what a worldie is.
Yeah.
Yeah, difficult. Speaking of a worldie.
His bicycle kick was probably stunning. One of the fucking goals of the season.
100%.
Like, that was a really
good
goal.
It just came out of nowhere.
It
just flipped up.
Absolutely stunning.
And just, nailed it. Went through all the Chelsea defense.
Very well controlled. It was beautiful. One thing we should also call out in terms of, we've just gone from one beautiful goal to another, a team we don't normally associate with beautiful goals, Everton.
Oh, God, that could have been any team. It could have actually been a burn back on Chelsea.
I probably should have done that.
Man, that was such a lovely early cross.
The cross was more the sexy part.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, look.
The Beto, early, low, powered, curling cross.
Oh, they're nice.
Satisfying.
And Beto, all he had to do was be 6'8" and stand there.
Let it hit you in the
because
face.
Because it was that good a ball. Oh, fuck. It was amazing.
It was juicy.
And so I think that DCL, like, is he just out or is he just so out of form that the manager's trying something new?
I honestly have no idea.
Just having a look at the moment.
He got 1 point this week, so he's off. Yeah, he came off the bench.
He's around.
He's been starting most games recently, but maybe that will stop. I don't think the form will come in.
I'm sorry. I was trying to mime it to you, but then I just had to say it.
Well, we're on level six up
here. We had a lovely warm breeze come in then. Yeah. Oh, spicy. Okay. Getting back on track.
Yeah. So look, DCL, he's got one assist in like the last 15 games or something. So I guess the manager's just got to try something new, and he's been rewarded with Beto.
I mean, he's got a Beto option there, so why not take it?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't bet O on him, or would you?
Let's move on to
Did you see the presenter ask Ivan Tony about that?
He was
co-presenting some award, and he's like,
yeah, the Brit Awards.
Yeah, he's like, so Tony, who would you bet on to win this award? And everyone's like,
oh, too soon.
Don't ask him about betting.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Fucking awkward.
Wow.
That's amazing. Who would you bet on?
What a wind up.
So let's move to a team that's actually got their form back, which is West Ham.
Yeah. They were looking terrible for a while.
Yeah. Zuma with a lovely flick on header. Post.
Oh, just popped right in the corner. Very nice.
Really solid. Suchek. That was a pretty good goal.
That was a good goal.
Man, it was a scintillating volley.
Yeah, it was.
Right at the back post, yeah, real good. He tends to score those, hey.
He's so consistent.
He's very good in the clutch moments.
Him and Kufal are just little silent achievers, aren't they?
Vladimir. And if you got a name like Vladimir,
you've
got to back it up.
It's like Bratislav, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, no one else has that name.
Yeah.
Branislav.
And then
what a name.
Bowen backing up his hat trick with a cheeky assist. I mean, this guy is ticking along big time.
Yeah.
Well, he had a huge break. So it's about fucking time.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was like sweating. I'm just plummeting to the bottom of the table.
Well, when he had the hat trick, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude, I know.
He'd done nothing for about 7 weeks.
Fuck, I needed it. I was just sitting there because I've been just dropping like a stone through our thing. And finally, some of my players just all clicked at once. Mike, it's the first time this whole season where I've had multiple players in form at the same time.
Mm.
It's nice.
Do you think people who are doing a Brentford podcast would have been like, fucking hell, people breaking their goal drought against us, man. Oh, and Nan scored for 7 weeks, scores a hattie.
Yeah, but that's fucking Brentford.
Mate, you're it's in the different. Same fucking league.
Everyone's breaking. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, true. Dual draw. Okay, moving on. Oh, good. A nice positive after that trash talking. Isak, we already mentioned it in my points, but little nod in near the goal there.
Yeah,
but good to see him back on the pitch.
They needed this. They've looked a little bit shaky lately.
Yeah, a little toothless, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, good to see Isak back. Hopefully he can stay fit. He's been pretty inconsistent with his fitness this season. So, but yeah.
And you got to pay respect to when respect's due. Like, you wouldn't have got that goal without Gordon.
Oh, like, mate. Well,
that run.
Did you see what
Gordon.
The note says?
Yeah, I got Gordon.
I got All Gordon. Right.
I can't believe he didn't get the assist. I know it was the pass.
He got
before.
The goal.
He did get it afterwards, but he deserved to get that assist, not fucking Guimarães.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Yeah. And Livramento's goal.
Yeah.
First Hilarious. Goal. For, yeah, like great dribble and then like a really just kind of average.
How did it
like,
go in?
It's almost like everyone who got confused by the dribble, it ended up underneath his feet and somehow.
I think he like tripped on it.
Scooped it away.
I feel like he tripped on it almost. Like he was so off balance and then he like stumble kicked it and that's not what anyone was expecting. Like, oh fuck, there's a shot. And everyone's like, oh man, it's gone in.
It's such a shame though because if he actually put a decent, even just passed it in after that run. He could have run away and celebrated super hard, but you could tell he was a bit embarrassed by the trip. So he just kind of just did a little something. Like, he fucking ripped people like before that.
I know. It was pretty nice.
Oh, it's such
I'd
a shame.
Take credit for that goal. Okay, Wilson. And this is not the Newcastle Wilson who's always injured.
Yes, Harry Wilson.
This is the Fulham Wilson Harry. That's also injured a lot.
Yeah, so he's just come back from injury about a month ago. He's come off the bench twice and then got two back-to-back starts. Look, he's really rewarded the manager with this last game. 14 points, goal and assist, 3 bonus points. Really good performance.
Yeah. So, and such a nice finish. And the assist was pretty decent too. We know that he's got these worldies in him. It's just hasn't been enough consistency this year.
No, but this could be the start. Fulham actually look really, really good. Remember at the start of the season, they were just pumping like 5 goals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A few back to back. And I think they scored 20 goals
it was in crazy,
the
man.
Month or something.
Yeah, it's like they had a massive dip after that run. Mm-hmm. And they're maybe getting a little bit of that form back.
There's some consistency, it feels like, especially of goals. Yeah. Like they definitely seem capable of goals.
And their fixtures, guys, in the next month, they go Wolves, Spurs, Sheffield, Nottingham. Like, that's pretty good.
It's good, yeah.
It's about as good as it gets for them, yeah. For sure.
You know, and Spurs are still leaking goals, so...
So who are you looking at then for them?
Well, look, we will mention Muniz again. He has scored 5 from 5. If he is available in any league of any of our listeners, pick him up.
Pick him up. You heard it here first.
Look, like, I think Harry Wilson is a pun, especially after that performance. Willian, you know, he's not really starting at the moment, but he's not injured. So,
like, Pereira's sitting there on 83 points. He's like the second highest scoring player. He hasn't done shit in ages.
Mm.
Had like a 15 point haul, 6 points, and they've literally done maybe one assist since then. Like, it's weird because I feel like they're scoring goals, but like, maybe they're just super spread out. Muniz has taken on heaps of them.
Yeah. Like Bobby's
good, looking good. He's kind of chipped in a couple of goals over the last like 7 weeks.
And when we say Bobby, we're talking about Decor Dover Reed.
Yeah. There's like not an amazing consistency of starts, but yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think that maybe he's my favorite option out of the Fulham players.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not really anyone else in crazy form. Robinson is actually in a decent amount of form combined with, he's got a few clean sheets.
I actually quite like Castagna as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's playing all the minutes and.
Yeah, assist and a clean sheet in the last two.
Yeah, that's nice.
You've also got Iwobi who's just come back from a little break as well. He missed about 4 games.
True. And he's just got come a 10 back. Point haul there.
Yeah, against United. So maybe keep an eye on him as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And look, are we just having a quick punt on Adama Traore?
Oh, no, forget that. But that was hilarious. He actually scored a goal.
He got an assist the week before last and he scored this week. So,
but he's a sub, right?
He's a sub, but it's punty. But look at those fixtures.
If you need some muscle power in your team, you know, just bring him in.
For a minute there, he was going to City.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, everyone was like, he's going to City, he's going to
what,
City.
From Wolves?
Yeah, there was. Fuck. Remember when he was just doing some crazy shit? He was making these amazing runs but couldn't score.
Yeah.
And he was just looking jacked and like everyone's like, fuck, who is this guy? And then there was like everyone found out he couldn't shoot for shit. And then all he could do was dribble and run real hard. And then it didn't happen. But now he can barely start for Fulham. You're like, whoa, that's crazy how much that progressed.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. That was all I wanted to say. Oh, Aston Villa. Fucking Watkins, man.
He's insane.
It's just, oh, man, kills me.
I wonder where he's going to end up.
Oh, Aston Villa are spending money and they're looking real good, like as a team. I think for him mentally, it'd be hard for him to leave. But
if they get Champions League too, it's like.
It's just all about wages. Does he stay? You know, like he's obviously, he wants to make money. And if he's going to get paid more money to go to a better team, he's going to go. It's not about loyalty. Like, it's not like he was born in Villa.
What do you think, Chelsea?
I take him.
But, yeah, to be fair, though, who's gonna spend money on a striker like that? United?
He's English. He's
United,
English.
Chelsea.
He's English.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to cost you a lot.
Oh, I mean, mate, do we care? No. 100 mil? We got that.
I'm just thinking what teams it will rule out.
He might just be too old for us.
I think he'd really, really fit. He'd fit really well in Arsenal as well.
They don't have a solid striker, do they?
That's actually the best spot for him.
He would decimate people.
He wouldn't go to United. They've just bought Hoyland. Haaland at United. Liverpool won't buy him.
Yeah, Liverpool Tottenham. Won't spend that money.
Tottenham. I guess they haven't replaced Kane.
Could Arsenal afford him?
They've got money.
They didn't.
If they win the league, they get some money.
They bought a few people this year.
I mean, Tottenham would be an interesting option as well.
But then if Villa are in Champions League and Tottenham aren't, it's like...
I just don't see, like, Daniel Levy spending that money.
There is a shortage of good strikers like that. I reckon next transfer window, it's going to be all out for him. Like, well, not just English clubs.
It just depends on how long his contract is as well. Like, yeah, that's true. If he's got 3 years left, like, good luck. It's going to cost, like, $170 million.
Mate, 16 goals, 15 assists.
That's crazy.
It's not remember just when he was the guy that just couldn't quite score? Like, we were like, I think they just got promoted or something.
Yeah.
Back, you know, when they got relegated. We're just watching him like, oh, fuck, he's just missed again. Fuck, he's turned into the finished product now.
Mate, where does he go in the draft next year?
Well, he goes first
he's
round.
He's top right now.
Oh, definitely first round.
But does he go like...
Yeah, I think he goes top five.
Four picks.
Yeah.
I think added value for him having a good striker too, like... And one that chips in with assists and goals.
Mm. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking up his contract right now.
Look, so yeah, as you're doing
he's signed a 5-year, £330 million contract with Aston Villa, including annual average salary of £6.5 million in 2023.
Oh, wow. So he's got 4 years left.
Yeah, he literally just signed.
Yeah.
How much was it? 300 mil?
330, yeah, 333 million. Not 300 mil. Did I say 300 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
30 mil.
It's 34 mil.
34
mil. Across 5 years.
Across 5 years, yeah.
Okay.
With an average salary of 6.5.
So that's 8.5 a mil a year.
Yeah, it's probably spread.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, he's not going anywhere next year. They've just probably just licking their lips over there going, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's like if someone wants to give us 200 mil for him, fine.
Yeah, that is literally what it's going to be. Yeah. The strikes are so rare. Okay, we need to get back to... the pod here.
You guys got to just stop fantasizing that you'll buy Wilkins
God,
next
I
year.
I really wish we would. It would be great if we just made a really smart decision with our money rather than dumb ones. Okay. Who did we miss? Oh, Luca Dean with a little goal there. What's going on with him? I feel like he's come back and I haven't really noticed.
Yeah, because Alex Moreno, he's been doing the spot while... Ding's been out.
Well, Ding was injured, but oh yeah, he's been out again.
And
he's only just come back.
And he came back as a sub on this game. So, yeah.
But he seems to be preferred when he's fit.
Yeah, he started definitely played the first half of the season, so it's hard to know. Maybe watch it over the next.
I'd
week
be
or
watching
two.
Him. I mean, they got Tottenham next, but after that, they got West Ham Wolves. Could be an interesting little pick up, and that goal only will give him confidence. Yeah, okay, so let's talk about Clovert. He smashed home a volley for Bournemouth. They've got a double game week. Interesting just seeing him score that goal into the double. Does that make you tempted? Or are you just like, he got lucky?
Depends what type of league you're in. I feel like if you're in maybe like a 9 or 10 man league, you could maybe find a space for him, but it might be hard to drop.
You have
someone.
To have a very loose fifth mid spot.
Yeah. He's had
to swing for
three starts in a row, and he's got a goal. He's got two goals in his last six games.
Yeah.
It is a really, really good double as well.
It's a great double.
Sheffield Luton does not get any better.
Look, people will be jumping on it just for the fixtures, but I think a lot of people will maybe struggle to find room in their team to drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in a 7-8 man league, like, good luck. Like, your team's
got
to be
pretty
shit.
But thankfully, the fixtures do carry... They've got a blank the week after, but then they've got Everton, Palace, Luton again.
Mm.
So, it's a nice five-fixture run.
Yeah.
For sure.
Come on, Solanke. Solanke.
Bad me some Hatties.
Okay. Foden. Double goal here. Lovely long-range screamer. And backs it up with an icy finish. Just, yeah, real nice.
Yeah.
And then Haaland just capitalizing on that mistake. Just... finishes it beautifully. You must have been very happy to see that in the fucking whatever minute it was, 90th minute.
Yeah, I didn't watch this game live, but I was very happy when I saw Colin had scored. And then when I saw when he did score, I was like, phew.
And then the way he scored, you're like, oh my God. They fucking basically went, hey, Miles, want some points? And then they gave it to Haaland.
Yeah, it's where all that poker money's going. You're fucking bribing him.
Yeah, the referees. We haven't said anything about Rashie's hit.
Oh my God.
Lovely strike. Whoa. He's finally done something.
In that game too. Oh yeah. Like, oh, What a fucking hit.
He's come under a lot of fire recently too. So,
well, he fired back there.
He definitely did.
I heard some crazy stat that I don't know if it was this year or ever, but it was the hardest hit football.
Oh, really? The actual strike and power.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
The hardest strike rifle ever in something. I don't know if it was this season or like Premier League history or
still
whatever.
Very impressive.
No, the hardest hit ever was Alex, free kick, Brazilian center back. I'll never forget that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like literally the Vin Diesel of football, and he fucking monstered that thing. Do you remember
it?
Yeah,
I do.
Actually, oh, my goodness. He was...
You could barely see the ball.
He was just like a bowling ball as a head. And you're like, he's like, he sets up to take the free kick. And I think everyone went, nah.
Why the fuck?
And then just because, you know, those ones just fucking like a stinger in golf. They're just like, phew!
Yeah.
Oh, savage. Anyway, good little.
I want to rewatch that, actually.
Yeah, I will too. Yeah, so let's round out this whole section with just a quick overview of Arsenal.
Okay.
I mean, lots of goal scorers here. As we said, Odegaard chipping in with the first thing for a while. Martinelli played really well, but kind of ended up with a little bit of an injury here. I'm hoping he's lost his toe or something, but I've heard it's just a cut. So
but
I'm
a
not
cut to a Brazilian is big.
It is big. Oh, like they take that very seriously. Like,
yeah,
as a curse against their family.
I
and
have
shit.
To retire.
So it's gonna be real interesting. But it might. If he's out for one game, Tross.
Big Tross. Yeah.
I'd be all over the Albatross.
As long as he's back for City the week after. That's what we need.
Who, Martinelli?
Yeah.
Who's we?
Tross is fine. Mate, you
who's
don't say
fucking who's we, bro.
I don't know.
I honestly don't think.
For the fixture, you
I
know.
Don't think Arsenal are any weaker if Trossard plays.
That's true. That's true. Tross is great.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But he's so good in that team.
I think it actually makes him stronger.
Yeah, I kind of agree because Martinelli's been a bit mixed. Anyway, and then lastly, I think we were kind of having a conversation about Rice, how we were all kind of tempted about picking him up. He's got a decent amount of points this year.
Oh, he's like calling.
112, 5 goals, 5 assists.
It's so hard to pick up defensive midfielders, but him and Rodrigo have like proven us all wrong.
Yeah.
So in
when you say Rodrigo, I think of the fucking Leeds Rodrigo.
Oh, no.
I always think bring him City up. Is Rodri.
Don't bring him up, dude.
Yeah, that's dirty to say to Whitey.
Yeah, mate, that's Phil.
We hadn't spoken about Chelsea for a bit, so I had to find another way to dig.
Still not over that. I think I was in this room over there, like when the table was over there. That I remember it. I'll never forget when that moment happened.
That was tough.
Okay, we're doing Whitey's whiffs.
Oh, this is my new favorite segment.
Now, I want to say it's a new segment.
Yeah.
And it probably is in terms of the podcast because we recorded like 4 times since I've brought it up. Mm-hmm. But it's been months since we started this. So we're doing Whitey's Whiffs. It's a bit like if you're an Australian, you know Fantails. They're like chocolates with a little, you know, they basically kind of give you more and more specific hints about like a famous person.
Like who am I?
Yeah, it's a who am I. Yeah. Exactly. And the hints get increasingly more obvious, we'll call it. So we start very broad and then we get very specific.
We even use VAR as well in this game.
We have used VAR. Oh, the playback was amazing.
So yeah, we're tied 1-1.
Here we are.
This is our third one.
Yeah. What was it? Tevez and then what was the one I got? Oh, Michu.
Oh, Michu. To anyone that couldn't see my hear my hand gesture, which you probably couldn't, I was doing the little telephone thing that he used to do over his ear. Okay. All right, here we go, boys. Are you ready? Stay close to the mics. Speak clearly.
Mm-hmm. First and last
name. Carlos Tevez. Carlos Tevez.
Yeah. Imagine if I did it with different hints. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, hint one. This individual is a retired professional footballer who played primarily in defense. He is English and spent the majority of his career playing in the English Premier League, known for his versatility and reliability at the back. Not only did he play as a central defender, but he was also capable of playing as right back and occasionally stepped in as a goalkeeper in emergency situations.
John Terry.
Fuck. Yes. Peter can go all the way to the end. I was wondering if you'd slip up there. This player had a long and successful stint at a club known as the Blades, where he became a fan favorite and a key player. He later moved to a club nicknamed the Toffees, where he continued to excel and become known for his leadership on the pitch, serving as captain for several seasons. Notably, he scored a long-range goal against Liverpool in a Merseyside.
Yeah, big Phil Jags, baby!
You want to hear the rest of the hints?
Yeah.
Merseyside derby, which is remembered as one of the highlights of his career. Hint 7. He played in my team when he scored this goal. And finally, this player earned over 40 caps for England's national team and was part of the squad for UEFA Euro 2012. Big Phil Jagielka.
Love it. Big Phil. What have you got it if you got a few more?
Yeah. I was thinking before you might have thought it was... oh, no, actually. No.
I thought you were doing Carragher.
Because
he's centre back, then right back.
Yeah, when you said the goalkeeper comment, I was like, I'm just going to go John.
That was a real bum steer.
Yeah. But yeah, I was...
you always think of John.
Yeah. What, have you got it before the goal against Everton? Because I didn't know who
the
it would be.
Just before.
Yeah, the captain
the
of
Blades,
Everton.
And then when he went to...
Because his Blades Brentford?
No, that's Sheffield.
Oh, Sheffield, yeah.
I actually didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't remember him playing for anyone but Everton.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know he moved on afterwards, but I forgot it was, I think, Sheffield.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you fucked that up.
Sad. 2-1 to Hedo.
Well done, Heat.
All right, let's do our worst and best for this week. Hedo, you can kick us off here, mate.
My worst is that my lead is incredibly vulnerable right now. Oh. I did not enjoy seeing second place against my name momentarily this game week. But my best is that Liverpool have their first trophy for the season. And I haven't had a chance to rub it in yet against you two.
Who cares about that? I couldn't even watch the game.
I know, but I just hadn't had a chance to rub it in yet. So that's my best for this week, last week, 4 weeks ago.
All right, well, I'll go next.
Yeah, go on.
My worst was actually going from first to third after this fucking Arsenal game.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't believe it. But then I started thinking about the positives. And then...
Waiver.
This is actually my best. I get a pick before Hedo and Stace on waivers. And I think that's big for this week.
Watch out, boys. I ain't slipping this week.
Yeah, but, you know, they've called you Gerard in the past.
Their waivers are going in now. okay. I've let a few slip through this year. I'll do my worst and best now. Worst was, I've already said this, dropping Romero this week. Oh, that one stung. And then best... I've had an average of 56 points over the last four game weeks.
It's very solid.
It's a big uptick for me because I've just been steadily dropping. No form from anyone. And now a couple of players is ticking over. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. That's my best.
Yeah, so that's good feels timing like it could for continue. You as well because we've got a big semi-final coming up.
Semi?
Yeah.
Between me and Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel good about it.
In our league's FA Cup.
Yeah, we've got our FA Cup coming up in a couple of rounds.
That's going to be very interesting. I feel like I've got good momentum into that.
You do.
Good luck, Timmy. Okay, stop, drop, and hold, not roll. I know they said roll. I should know the second
Fire safety.
Okay, first one here. I've got Rice as a stop.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in teams, especially in 10-man leagues, but he's like... In an 8-man league, I feel like he's just one of those players that just kind of flits in and out of teams and like you have to just stick with him because he's just eventually going to get the goals. And fucking Arsenal scoring so many goals
right now. He's allowed to get forward for sure as well.
But he's also on corners, so he's going to get chip in with assists and he occasionally takes a pen, I think.
Really?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe if Saka's
not... Oh, no, free
not,
kick. Maybe just free
not
kicks.
On.
Maybe.
Anyway, regardless, he's been chipping in all year. He's sitting on 100 plus points. He just feels like one of those JWP ones when he was at Southampton.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to keep playing him.
Maybe like a Yaya Toure.
Oh. Yeah. Nah, I think Yaya was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 20 goal season or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he got full.
He'll get there. Maybe he'll get there.
He was basically a center attacking mid.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He was crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I saw something the other day as well. Just a quick segue. The team that Pep inherited when he got there only has one player left from that team.
Oh, I think I saw that too.
Who is it?
It is...
I turned it around into a question.
Oh, this is a really good question. KDB?
Yeah, boy. KDB. Well done.
Was KDB there?
Is that a point?
Wow. KDB was. I think no. So, no, no point.
That's a whiff. That's a whiff.
That's not a whiff.
That's a tough one to get.
It's like barely even a cent. All right.
Let's go.
Do you know who also should be a stop? Jacob Kiwior.
Yeah.
Talk him up.
100%.
Mate, absolutely killing it. Last four game weeks, 6, 9, 8, 10.
I like the 6, 9, yeah.
Yeah, 6, 9.
Damn real fine.
Dinner for two, baby.
Oh, my
Fuck,
God.
I haven't heard that for a while.
Okay.
I got one as well.
Okay,
we'll go. I got to say, Muniz from Fulham. We've mentioned him once.
Twice. I think he's like more than a stop, but I appreciate we haven't potted in a while.
Exactly.
So like, if you're missing Muniz, you're really not playing fantasy very well.
If your league still has him available, find a new league because it's fucking shit.
Or you might win. So keep
and
stay
if you're
there.
Not winning,
stay there.
It
you
depends
should quit.
What the buy-in is because you could be making money, making bank.
That's true.
That's a bank, baby.
Yeah, and I've kind of thrown Havertz in as a stop. I mean, it's more of a question mark because Jesus might be coming back, but will it be hard for him to break back in? Because he's beat Eddie and Kedier to that spot now.
Yes.
It seems like he is preferred playing striker as backup to Jesus. It's just, and how quickly will Jesus take back over that spot if Havertz is in form?
I think fairly quick for me. Mm. I don't think it'll be many games, but they've got a couple of big games coming up. Mm. So maybe it might be a bit slower because of that form.
I think it may be, I would picture Havertz as someone a bit better at, I don't know. He used to be pretty rubbish at hold up play. He's just a bit more size, I guess.
Yeah.
So
but
it's not
really the Arsenal way.
No, it isn't. No. Yeah, okay. Interesting. I'm going to hold on to him until he's not playing.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Drops. Let's move through these quickly.
Yeah.
Chelsea defenders. Oh, you've written Thiago Silva, so that syncs up nicely.
Yeah.
I've thrown in Matoma. He's injured. We haven't spoken since he got injured. He's out basically till the end of the season, which is very disappointing. He's done fuck all for me this year.
Yeah, that is a bit of a shame because he was really putting something together.
And Diaby. Now, what are we thinking there?
We shouted out him early in the season when people are having question marks. We were like, hold, man. Like, he's a good player, but fuck, he just can't keep the minutes.
He's got an assist this week, so I think that is a promising sign.
I think he's off the bench, though, wasn't
he? It was off the bench, but he's playing in a team that are scoring a lot of goals and have probably one of the best forms in the Premier League at the moment.
I think in your deep leagues, you'd be happy with him.
Yeah.
Who would you say took his spot in that team? To me,
it's Bailey.
It's Bailey.
It's Bailey, yeah.
Bailey's in some good
form. And he's in great form. Fucking motherfucker. And yeah, I just think it's going to be tough. Even just seeing then how much form Bailey has, I think he's potentially a drop.
I think if you're in like less than eight men, it's a definitely drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there'll be options out there for you that maybe will be more appealing, like the double game week this week and a few other players. But if you got maybe 12 men, like you have to be like a really good option to punt on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on. I think that kind of covers off stop, drop, and hold. Let's get to fan questions. Milo, what have you got for us this week? Have you got any fan cues?
Yeah, man. I've got so many messages from fans over the last month that we haven't been potting that much. So
really? Holy shit. There's a lot of screenshots.
First
here.
Of all, got to say sorry again, but we're back. We're so back.
We're fucking back.
First, I got to do a shout out to the G, that is Vasque G.
Oh.
He's been chasing the top spot in his 10-man league for months, and he finally got there. He got the green arrow just after the Arsenal. Yeah,
he got the green arrow. That's so good. It's like
yellow jacket or the yellow shirt in the Tour de France.
Oh, yeah.
So, massive props to the G. Let us know how you go over the next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy T, he's a fan traxer. So
are we sure this isn't my brother? Just with a fake name.
It's saying that he's playing Pantra.
So, look, I don't know if we can give you the most perfect advice for Fantrax because we don't play it, but we'll do our best. Firstly, he wants to know who to start in goal this week because he's got Keller and they're playing City. I'm not sure exactly how it works in Fantrax, but I couldn't see another keeper that he has. But he sent me who's available. And that's Flecken, Fotheringham, Johnston, and Dubravka.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that
Dubravka. I've got to take a little look at
so
this.
So Dubravka is...
this is very specific.
...is playing. Again, I think he was out with some sort of injury or something.
Yeah, also Newcastle weren't keeping any kind of form. So that's there was like no points there. That this week was the first clean sheet in forever.
Ages. Yeah.
So not that promising.
And I wouldn't touch Flecken. They're playing Arsenal.
Yeah. Who's playing Palace? Because they've been playing better and Johnston is available as well. So
Johnston's playing Luton. Now, they have been capable of scoring goals in a lot of games.
But it's better than Flecken. It's
and better Johnston's than Johnston's only him. Just come back, I think.
Yeah, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah, and he's a good
keeper.
Since
the new manager, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd honestly be tempted by Dubravka.
I'm on Dubravka first.
I think Dubravka is number one for me because Chelsea, yeah, it's going to get goals here and there, but like against a convincing defense, they could struggle. That'd be my favorite, and then probably Johnston second.
Yeah. I'm actually even tempted by Johnston first. I'll let you flip a coin on that one, Timothy.
I'd be tempted to just start Keller. No.
Oh man, you guys love Chelsea. Definitely go.
Yeah, I think definitely that's go. What we're saying.
So also, Doku and Neto have not been performing as of late. Would you guys drop them for any of these available? Team is on the left. Okay. And I'll just
real
read
dark,
out
dark this Fantrax shit.
Yeah, I'll read out a couple of options so the listeners can hear.
I'll brighten up.
Obviously, Jota's injured and Mbeumo's injured, but he's coming back after the international game week, and I'd be quite tempted just to pick up Mbeumo for maybe Neto. I think Doku's just a little bit too strong to drop.
Yeah, I think that Mbeumo will have a fairly slow introduction, and I don't know if you guys remember, but when Tony is there, he doesn't score as many goals.
No, he doesn't.
If
Viss is scoring worldies as well, you don't want to be involved.
I think Viss's form hasn't been crazy enough for him to hold his spot. That's for sure. Like, I think Mbeumo comes back.
I think I'd rather keep Neto, to be honest.
Yeah?
He's got 3 assists and a goal in the last, like, 5 weeks.
Really? Has it been that good?
Yeah, but it's like 4 points, 5 points. Like, it's not bones and assists, but Doku's done absolutely nothing.
He has been a bit trash. He scored in the FA Cup. A couple of other options are Semenyo, Adebayo, Chris Wood. It's not good. Mateta? Mateta's an option.
Chris Wood is injured, I think. Mateta. Yeah, Mateta's an
option. So he's the favoured striker, I believe.
I think Edouard has just come back as well.
Edouard's just come back.
After a little bit of a break. But yeah, Mateta's kind of off and on. But I guess he's a forward, though, potentially.
Would you be in Fantrax? That's kind of how it works. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be tempted by Semenyo for the double game week. Just for the double game week and then move to Mbeumo.
Yeah, actually, you guys have convinced me on Doku. It's Neto, if he's got that many assists.
Doku has nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. He's not an out. He's not been.
I know it's City and it's hard, but when he's just.
Yeah,
nah.
Semenyo for the double game week maybe, and then
switch to Mbeumo if you think you can pull that off. If you think Mbeumo is going to go first, I'd probably go him.
Yeah,
that's where my head's at.
What about you, Heath?
I agree with you.
Yep, cool. All right. Next question is from Austin L. He just wants to know if we would drop Diaby out of his team. So he plays a 12-man...
Oh, he's got Bailey, though. He could do the switcher. 12.
He does have the switcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, whenever Bailey isn't playing,
yeah,
Diaby's going to be on.
That's it.
We have talked about that strategy
before. Some of the people on the bench, though, are quite juicy.
Yeah.
For a 12-man league.
He's got a 12-man league. And I said to him, how the fuck did you guys get this league? Like, who are you playing with? And he's like, oh, I'm playing with my... It's like
my mom.
No. It's he coaches a kids' football team.
Oh, yeah. Savage.
And all of them play and him. And apparently, you know, he wins in fantasy and they win on the pitch. Like he sent me a photo of their like trophy and stuff. They won some mad division.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Look, yeah, just all I would suggest is don't suggest this podcast to the kids. Yeah. Not only because it gives you a competitive edge, but because we swear a lot.
Yeah.
And not probably not age appropriate.
They didn't look too young. I probably good copy.
We probably make like sex jokes at least once per episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already told us you prefer being on top, dinner for two. That's at least two. Yeah. I think it's two per ep minimum.
So a couple of available options are Socek, and Buemo's available there as well. Gibbs White,
Johnson.
McNeil, Johnson. And
Johnson's the one that stands out for me.
Johnson.
Yeah. And what about Sarabia?
Sarabia has had some good form lately.
Yeah, how's he been going?
But he scored just the other day.
Yeah, he didn't do anything this week. I think it was
last game week against Sheffield.
Yeah.
He scored and then he had assist the week before.
Yeah.
He's not super consistent, but he'd be probably more appealing.
But Wolves have been capable of some goal scoring. Playing against Fulham.
So would you guys drop?
But game week 29 is blanked for Sarabia, which I know a lot of teams are blanked.
There's four fucking games that week, man.
Yeah. But Johnson, Tottenham, they've got a game.
They are playing.
I'd go there for sure.
Okay. And Suchek's also playing that week too.
Suchek, yeah. So you got a couple of options there.
Actually, Villa are playing too.
Okay, quickly rank them. We got to give them a ranking.
Johnson,
Suchek,
Sarabia,
Buemo,
and then Sarabia,
and then Sarabia. Yeah.
Okay. And boys, last person. Southie is back.
Oh, girl.
Southie.
We got a little update. So she's currently fourth in her league. It's a 10-man league, I believe. Because I did draft for her one day, so I know how many people play her league.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like she's updated her team in a few weeks, at least. She needs to get rid of Simakas, and Thiago Silva.
And Grealish.
And wants to know if Petrovic is the main man for Chelsea now, because she has Sanchez and Petrovic.
It's a wait and see with that. I couldn't give you an honest answer.
Oh,
because
Gallagher's free.
I don't think anyone knows. I mean, I know Sanchez was fit this week and didn't play.
Didn't play,
but that could just be fitness.
So let's start with the goalkeeper, because she sent screenshots of everything.
I'd be jumping on Gallagher.
Gallagher
Alisson's out long term.
Is it long?
Yep.
Okay.
It's not season ending, but it's long term.
Okay.
Definitely jump on that. That's a better keeper to have.
Yeah. So do that, Southie. Let's move over to defenders. You need to get rid of two for sure.
Oh, Kiriwar's free. Fuck.
So Kiriwar is free.
100% first pick.
First pick for sure. Regulon is available as well.
Regulon has been performing for me. Like, they have not been keeping clean sheets, but he's been, like, when they do, he keeps a clean sheet or he gets an assist. It feels like he's been in good form. I could be wrong.
Braithwaite's had some off and on form too.
Yeah, he has.
For Everton.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's actually scored an assist and stuff. And then also Castagna is available as well. So I think that you've got...
Well, maybe Regulon isn't as good as I said.
I think, yeah, you've got four picks to replace those two players for sure.
But I think Kiriwar is definitely your standout.
That's we have to figure out how to pronounce that guy's name.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Let's move on to midfielders. Grealish needs to go. But everyone else can stay, unless you want to get rid of Kulusevski because he's not very consistent. Reading out a couple of players that are free, you got Hudson-Odoi, Bruno Guimaraes, McAllister is free. Look, Richarlison is free as well, and he should be coming back after the international game week. So that could be a really good punt, and it will make your team selection a little bit easier for the next couple of games.
I mean, Hudson-Odoi was really killing it against Bournemouth, Newcastle, West Ham, like 10, 9, 11. I mean, even a couple of game weeks before that, he got an assist, got 5 points. Wow. So really good form there. Then they played Aston Villa and Liverpool, so tough fixtures. But if you look at their upcoming fixtures, they got Brighton, who have been pretty hit and miss. Luton, Palace, Fulham, Spurs, Wolves, Everton. Like, they have a pretty good run in. They're playing City, then Sheffield, Chelsea, Burnley. You look at it, there's a lot of green in there. So
that's nice.
He could be a decent little hold till the end of the season, almost, if that form can come back.
Yeah, I like that. I also like McAllister too.
I really like McAllister too. Yeah.
Me too, boys.
You're welcome.
Wait, so we don't mean to anyone on this podcast.
So Hudson, McAllister, and Richarlison are your three favorites.
Yeah. And look,
Muniz is available.
I'm moving on to the forwards. And Southie, you've got Nketiah. He needs to go. And I think your first pick in waivers should be Muniz.
How is Muniz available?
I have no idea who you're playing with, Southie, but there's some players in this league that are available.
They're absolutely sleeping.
You're in a 10-man league, and I can't believe you're not first.
That's absurd. Looking at who's available. Muniz, get on Muniz now.
I love that Jackson is available. Yeah. I froth on that.
Someone knows what's up there.
But yeah, look, Muniz should be your number one draft pick, and then go to all of the other ones.
I think Awoniyi is a good one there as well.
Yeah, Awoniyi just to back up if you don't get Muniz. Yeah.
Mate,
let's do waivers.
Hopefully,
lads.
Let's hope Southie gets all those fucking players.
Yeah, because you'll
have five players and your team is.
You'll get green ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, waivers. Let's do it. I'm going first.
Okay.
First up, Semenya. Okay. I just think double game week. He seems like outside of those top guys, maybe the best choice at the moment. Mm. And if you did want access into the double game week, he's got two goals in his last three games. He's got an assist as well. There's definitely enough form there. Oh, no, sorry, not an assist, a clean sheet. That's nothing. But yeah, I just think that it's probably the best option outside of the main guys who are definitely gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, Semenya for me. Werner, I think at least until Richarlison's back, he's a very good pickup. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know how bad he was at Chelsea, but this is a new team, new system. He got his first goal. Might be ready to tick over. Worth the risk for me. Now, this is a bit punty. It's more like maybe wait until later in the week till we know exactly how big a cut is to Martinelli's foot. Like, as I said, did he lose a toe? Did he lose the foot? Like, or is it just a pretty soft injury?
Mm.
But Trossard, I think, like, even if you can have one game week with Tross and the team and Martinelli's out with whatever the cut thing is, I think you take that for sure. So, yeah. And if that's not available, you can pick up one of the picks you guys pick.
I like it. So, my first pick is a guy called Chong.
Mm.
He plays for Luton. Got some points this week.
What a haircut.
Pretty hair lucky everywhere. To get points this week.
He was lucky to get points. It was a scramble. But I was just thinking of ways into the double game week. Luton also have quite a favourable
and he's got form.
Fixtures.
He's got two assists and a goal in the last three
Look,
weeks.
He knows where the net is.
Yeah.
Palace and Bournemouth, pretty good. Both away, unfortunately. But yeah, just thought there might be an easy way into the double this week. My second one is Cunha.
Mm-hmm.
So he's due back end of March for Wolves. He had some mad form before getting injured. So I thought that might be an easy way for people to jump on early to get back into that.
Yeah.
If they're needing a striker. And then my third option would be Wilson, Harry Wilson.
Yeah.
Just to see if that one game form turns into a little bit more.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, I'll round us out. I put Rodrigo in there. His form has been really, really good. A couple of assists just this game week. And he could be available in quite a few leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I think that our league kind of sleeps on, you know, players like him and Rice a bit too often. But, you know, look, that's the way it is. I put Eze in there just to remind people that he is back from injury. And I think he'll be at top of most waivers if he's...
Yeah, but that had slept through this week.
Yeah. And this one's kind of random. I've put Gusto. Look, I'm a Chelsea fan.
How is he available?
Yeah, he's been...
I know I said drop Chelsea defense, but obviously I didn't mean Gusto.
Yeah, Gusto. Gusto's really, really great. You know, like he gets assists, and if Chelsea can manage to keep a clean sheet, he does get quite a few bonus points as well.
But he's got points in the last couple game weeks.
Yeah.
He's got two assists in the last three game weeks. And prior to that, like he obviously didn't play some minutes, but there's enough form in there for me to be like, wow, he's actually, I definitely want him in my team.
Yeah. And he looks really good on the eye and, you know, he floats about and he gets, you know.
He's one of the most positive players in the team.
Big time.
For sure. Gets very forward.
That's not hard though.
It's not hard, but you've got to start with the small things, Thomas.
Small things.
We don't all have
positivity.
You know, $1 billion squads like, okay, wait, we do, but they don't work.
Yeah. We don't have
working squad.
It's not a $1 billion squad. It's a $2 billion squad. That's harder.
Yeah, you need a $1 billion squad. Maybe a bit of culture.
Yeah.
A bit of mentality. It's always nice.
I mean, the boys are getting paid, all right?
Yeah.
They're getting paid.
They're getting paid.
Okay.
Their retirements are set.
That's it, boys.
That's it.
That's it.
Fucking Putin, by the way. Like, all this shit happened after he fucking invaded Ukraine. It's horrible.
Yeah, this is definitely horrible. The worst thing to come from that war.
Yeah,
look. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Fuck. Yeah, well, I think we can end it on that. But, yeah, if you want to reach out, we obviously answer a lot of fan questions thoroughly. That's why you've been listening this
long.
We'd
love to just do a whole pot of fan questions. Oh, so don't worry about
throwing fan
time.
Questions at us. FPL Draft Boys Instagram. Miles is all over that shit.
Yeah.
And if you're still listening, thank you. Give us a like. You obviously like us if you've listened this long. Just fucking like.
Just like everything.
5 stars.
Like, share.
5, 10.
Buy extra phones and have them play.
Oh, you mean rate twice?
Yeah.
Use it like log into a different account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Get your wife, get your girlfriend, get your sons, get your daughters, get your grandma.
Get the football team that you coach to rate.
No, not to listen. We want to keep that separate for our boy Austin.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, don't get the football team.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to turn around. Like, you don't want them to be like amazing in football and then.
Yeah. But get the opposing team to do it.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's it. I'm out. Bye.
Bye. Draft Boy.